2 Kings chapter 10. Now Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria, and Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria to the princes of Jezreel, to the elders and to Ahab's guardians, saying, "And now, when this letter comes to you, seeing your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses and a fortified city and armor, look out the best and worthiest of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house." And they were exceedingly afraid, and said, "Behold, the two kings stood not before him, and how shall we stand?" And he that was over the house, and he that was over the city, and the elders, and the guardians, sent to Jehu, saying, "We are thy servants, and will do all that thou shalt bid us. We will not make any one king. Do what is good in thy sight." And he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, "If ye are mine, and will hearken to my voice, take the heads of the men of your master's sons, and come to me to Jezreel tomorrow at this time." Now the king's sons, 70 persons, were with the great men of the city, who brought them up. And it came to pass when the letter came to them that they took the king's sons and slaughtered 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets, and sent them to him to Jezreel. And a messenger came and told him, saying, "They have brought the heads of the king's sons." And he said, "Lay them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until morning." And it came to pass in the morning that he went out, and stood, and said to all the people, "Ye are righteous. Behold, I conspired against my master, and killed him. But who smote all these? Know now that nothing shall fall to the earth of the word of Jehovah which Jehovah spoke concerning the house of Ahab. For Jehovah has done that which he said through his servant Elijah." And Jehu slew all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men, and his acquaintances, and his priests, until he left him none remaining. And he rose up and departed, and came to Samaria. And as he was at the shepherd's meeting place on the way, Jehu found the brethren of Ahaziah king of Judah, and said, "Who are ye?" And they said, "We are the brethren of Ahaziah, and have come down to salute the children of the king, and the children of the queen." And he said, "Take them alive." And they took them alive, and slew them at the well of the meeting place, 42 men, and he left not one of them remaining. And he departed thence, and found Jehonadab the son of Rechab coming to meet him, and he greeted him, and said to him, "Is thy heart right, as my heart is with thy heart?" And Jehonadab said, "It is. If it be, give me thy hand." And he gave him his hand, and Jehu took him up into the chariot, and said, "Come with me and see my zeal for Jehovah." So they made him ride in his chariot. And he came to Samaria, and smote all that remained of Ahab in Samaria, until he had destroyed him, according to the word of Jehovah which he spoke to Elijah. And Jehu gathered all the people together, and said, "Ahab served Baal a little, Jehu will serve him much. And now call me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants and all his priests, let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whoever shall be wanting shall not live." But Jehu did it in subtlety, in order that he might bring destruction upon the servants of Baal. And Jehu said, "Hallow a solemn assembly for Baal." And they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent into all Israel, and all the servants of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that came not. And they entered into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was full from one end to the other. And he said to him that was over the wardrobe, "Bring forth vestments for all the servants of Baal." And he brought them forth vestments. And Jehu and Jehonadab the son of Rechab entered into the house of Baal, and said to the servants of Baal, "Search, and see that there be here with you none of the servants of Jehovah, but the servants of Baal only." And they entered in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu appointed 80 men without, and said, "He that allows any of the men to escape that I have brought into your hands, his life shall be for the life of him." And it came to pass, as soon as they had ended offering up the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the couriers and to the captains, "Go in, slay them, let none come forth." And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and the couriers and the captains cast them there. And they went to the city of the house of Baal, and brought forth the columns out of the house of Baal, and burned them. And they broke down the column of Baal, and broke down the house of Baal, and made it a draught house to this day. Thus Jehu extirpated Baal out of Israel. Only the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, from them Jehu departed not, from the golden calves that were in Bethel, and that were in Dan. And Jehovah said to Jehu, Because thou hast executed well that which is right in my sight, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, thy children to the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of Jehovah the God of Israel with all his heart. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin. In those days Jehovah began to cut Israel short, and Hazael smote them in all the borders of Israel, from the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, and the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, both Gilead and Bashan. And the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz his son reigned in his stead. Now the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years.